from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Mic'd Up with Mike Johnson. Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. This is called Which One Wednesday at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Ali Mack hanging out with you here on Wednesday. It's one of my favorite segments of the week, man. And it is single sponsored, Bo. You like that? A little bit of Lexus sales event. You like that?
I mean, it's fitting of you. You're not a man of the people. You think you're kind of better, you know.
Yeah. My W sauce Lexus on the way today.
I tell you no what. Big deal. Remember, I used to love the. Do they still make the IS300s? Those cars were sharp back in the day, man.
I
love
they
those.
Do, but yeah, I'm with you. Those were good looking cars.
I just haven't looked at cars in so long.
I haven't either. Mine's a 2016. I'm coming up on 8 years with it. It's my baby, though.
Oh.
Not going anywhere, even though I've had a little bit of issues. Bo had to pick me up, take me to the dealership the other day. That's a topic for another time. This is called Which One Wednesday.
Okay. All right,
and what's going to happen? I'm going to give you a choice to make. You and Bo are going to have a debate-style conversation about that choice. Sometimes y'all can agree. Sometimes y'all can disagree. Dylan will judge the debate, and he will award a winner after it's all said and done.
All right.
Bo was pretty upset with Dylan. As a matter of fact, there was a coup during the break for anybody listening. Bo demanded that Day-Day be the judge. I won't have it. Not in my segment, okay? Dylan is the judge.
Rick,
he will be judging.
You're trying to keep me down.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's play Which One Wednesday, and how about we start with this? Which one would you rather see? Would you rather see the Braves and the Reds play at Bristol, or would you rather see Bo race the Freeze? Would you rather see Bo race against the Freeze, or would you rather go to Braves and at Bristol Motor Speedway? Which one would you rather see, Bo? We'll start with you.
Well, I would rather see the Braves at Bristol Motor Speedway, mainly because I can't watch myself race because I'm in it. But also, it's not about the event for me, Allie.
I'm just dying picturing this man on the warning track just letting it eat out there.
Well, I would get a head start, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, about halfway, yeah, something like that?
I would have two goals. Not to fall and not to hurt myself when I fall.
Yeah.
Flat on my face.
Yeah.
But no, the reality is the game at Bristol Motor Speedway might not be the best game to watch and go see.
Vantage
but I'm going to tell you something, Allie. I've been to Bristol quite a few times. Ain't nothing like waking up, walking out of a camper, and you know that hangover
ain't hit yet.
You open that door and you look out, and there are those mountains, And the cooler's wide open because it's cool up there in the mountain air, and the beer is still cold. You just grab one and
Allie,
keep going.
All right. Allie, which one?
Well, we've seen Bristol. We've seen the Braves. We have not seen Bo Race the Freeze.
Yes.
And I love social media. So the amount of content
that
would come out of that, the slow motion, if he happens to trip and fall.
Oh, my God. Hashtag frozen Squidbilly. Hashtag,
I mean, I would love to see it. I would absolutely love to see you.
It would be more like watching the Home Depot tool race.
I might have to cut the sleeves off the Squid Nation shirt, you know, for aerodynamics.
All right. The Falcons will be opening the season. What is it, September 8th? Is that what we're looking at, Bo? Which happens first?
Right.
Bryce Elder gets another win or the Falcons win a game? Which one will win first, the Falcons or Bryce Elder? Allie, we'll start with you.
Okay. So we're looking at a month away. Will Bryce Elder have a chance to even?
Don't know.
I'm going to go with Bryce Elder.
Okay.
We've got a month, and I feel like Snicker will he'll put him in.
He could squeeze in 5 starts in the next month, but we also don't know if the Falcons are going to win week 1 against the Steelers, right? So that's another question. But what do you think? Which one?
Well, this is easiest. Bryce Elder, because you didn't say Bryce Elder a win where it had to be. Bryce Elder will get a win in AAA with Gwinnett and the Stripers before the Falcons get even to play a game. And so I don't know why you would ask that question without a qualifier, but Dylan, I am taking advantage of the non-qualifier. The Gwinnett Stripers and Bryce Elder will get a win before the Falcons play a game.
Any rebuttal to that?
Well, you picked the right answer, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
I watched last night. I picked the right answer for the right reason.
All right. How about this one? Which would you rather watch on repeat? All right, which one of these would you rather watch on repeat? The Braves game last night or the Real Housewives of New Jersey? Which one would you rather watch on repeat if you had to? You're just in a torture chamber. The Braves 10-0 loss last night with Bryce Elder on the hill or Real Housewives of New Jersey? Allie, we'll start with
you. I love Bravo. I love Real Housewives. I just watched the Real Housewives of New Jersey finale.
Yeah.
I will watch it on repeat to see it. Teresa Giudice. Flip that table.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's gold. Yeah. I love watching human behavior, and that is quite a case study.
Such a good way to put it, human behavior. And Bo, which one?
Well, I'd have to watch the Braves over and over and over again before I watch the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm going to tell you something. You know why? You know why? Because at least I got an inning of Big Boy talking to Brandon Gaudin and Tom Glavine. And if I ever have to watch Teresa Giudice, Giudice, whatever her name is, ever and hear her voice again in my life, I would rather put my head in a paper shredder.
You want to hear Big Boy call it the slider, a slitter? Did you? He called it a slitter last night. I was weak.
Give me Big Boy or give me death.
Oh, man. All right, how about this one? Which one would you have more success in, water polo or surfing at the Olympics? Would you have more success in water polo or surfing if you were going to the Olympics? Bo, we'll start with you.
Do you have to go underwater for water polo?
Do you have to?
I don't know. I'm asking you to swim.
I mean, I don't think so, no. You just float on the top where you swim.
You tried.
Okay, water polo, because my balance is questionable.
Think you'd have more success at water polo?
Than surfing? Probably, yeah. I might drown surfing. I don't know.
Confidence of this guy.
I'm going to tell you something. I would say, and at least water polo is a team sport, right?
Yeah.
So my teammates might pick me up. So I'm going to take water. Look, I'm being real. I'm being real, all right? I ain't giving you no fake answers, Allie. So I'm being real with this, water polo.
All right, what do you think, Allie? Would you have more success surfing or in water polo?
I'll be real about this, too. Surfing, absolutely. I've wakeboarded up at Lake Burton, at Lake Sinclair. I take yoga. So, I mean, it's no question for me. Because the treading water in water polo,
so brutal.
So easy to drown.
So brutal. All right, how about this one to finish up? Last one real quick. Which victory would you rather have? The Falcons beat the Steelers week 1, Arthur Smith as the OC, or week 2? When you're on Monday Night Football in primetime at Philadelphia, which one would be a sweeter victory? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, this is a tough one, you know, because I'd like to have that win week 1 against Arthur Smith. But I've been to Philly, and I've seen their fans. And nothing in sport. Well, few things in sports are better than going to the city of Philadelphia and shutting those fans up. I would love nothing more than to beat Dylan Matthews' favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles, on Monday Night Football in
Shots
front of
fired.
The world.
Coming. Allie, we'll finish with you. Which one would you rather have?
We got to take down the Phillies, or the Philadelphia Eagles. All of them. All of Philadelphia has to go down. I mean, I want them to grease those poles for no reason.
Yeah. I love that you said Phillies because I think everybody's thinking the same thing. We don't like that town. Dylan, tell the people who won.
I think he got his swagger back.
What?
I gotta give it to Bo.
Despite the Real Housewives.
Despite him taking a shot at me, I am going to give him the win. He really went. He really won me over when he said the big boy or death line. That was good. That stuck with me.
The reigning, defending,
Allie,
undisputed.
Yeah, nice work.
One was it? Which way? Wednesday.
You got lucky. Look, man, if you want to weigh in on any of those,
Allie
which
nearly
ones,
beat you. You got lucky.
Nearly counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and we didn't play either one.
726-0929. Please call in just so Bo can't have the microphone for a few seconds. Or at 929 Morning Shift. It's Wake Up Call coming up next. Sports Radio at 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.